Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to Grownad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber. You may hear some music in the background. That's because it's one of my favorite beatbox tracks by my friend here, Kid Mental, a.k.a. Sketch Jones.
What up? What up?
Jerome Jones.
What's cracking, everybody? What's cracking, Aaron? What's good?
Hey, sir. We just made a man cookout dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Made some burgers.
Delish.
Some burgers. Tater salad.
Burgers and some tater salads.
That's our new cop buddy drama, burgers and tater salad.
I was so afraid he was going to put raisins in this potato salad.
I don't.
I'm black, so I don't.
I've never had a white relative do that, so.
You probably weren't paying attention when you were a kid. You probably just like raisins.
My family wasn't that big.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
We got a huge family. I got a huge family.
No, there's like.
They just got together just last weekend, and I wasn't able to come. It was
for my wedding. We had my entire family, I think, fit at one table.
You're really?
Like, maybe two tables.
I thought you had a larger family.
No. Matter of fact, we all get together for, like, Thanksgiving in one house.
In one house.
Yeah, all of us.
I mean, we go to
the only. I have relatives. Hi, Uncle Carl and Aunt Pat and Cousin Carl and Cousin Pat out in Portland, Oregon.
Dude.
That's the only family I have that's far. Hi, guys.
We got too many people.
Listen.
And that's just from my mom's side.
That's
it was
crazy.
Like nine. My grandma had like, we got a set of twins, so that's two already. Then we got Aunt Pam. That's the last one that's closest to my brothers. My grandmom's, her daughter is as old as my brother.
Okay.
My grandma was pregnant when, I think, one of her daughters was pregnant. It might have been when my mom was pregnant, I think. So I got my mom,
right,
Monty Gina.
Can't even keep track now.
Auntie Marzi, Auntie Stephanie.
Yeah.
Auntie, why can't I? Oh, Uncle Johnny. That's eight. I know some people died before I even got to meet them. So it's like,
that's what I got.
I was thinking I wanted that. I wanted that when I wanted
Big
to have
family.
Enough kids where I could stop being a parent.
Yeah, right.
Because my mom literally raised a lot of these other kids.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, we don't have to do that. We don't have many people, but, you know.
We have a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then they have kids.
But, no, I've never, you know, my family has always been pretty good cooks.
Yeah.
Always good food at holidays. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You could
throw it.
This podcast, we have lots of food episodes. You can probably hear Jason and I talk about every single holiday meal.
I caught a few of
them. At this point. At 161 episodes right now, Drum.
161.
Kid.
Now.
I'm going to say kid. Should I call you kid?
You could call me kid.
Well, Jerome is your personal friend name.
You could call me Rome.
Rome is our personal friend name. You know. But
you could call me kid.
Romy?
I'm going to call you AK.
Like little Romeo?
I'll call you AK from now on. You know what I'm saying? Because you
go,
AK, man.
I like how your machine gun was sick. It was like. I've been around a while.
I thought we were going to do yoga. Or was it yoga? Yeah, it was yoga.
DDP yoga.
DDP yoga.
But that's still on the docket.
Dude,
that's
well, we
still
have
on
to
the docket.
So that your AK can sound more.
Yeah, that's true. I need to.
Huh? But right now it's just.
Wait. How do you take the sound that you made and equate that to my body and my health and well-being?
I didn't think
that's
you
messed
would,
up.
I didn't think you were going to catch that.
You're an old, broken machine gun.
No. Because I heard what you see. You kind of exclude me from stuff I see because I'm not.
No.
Because I'm not.
No. So anyway, we're here today. We started talking about all kinds of stuff. We'll talk about cooking out. We'll talk about, apparently I found out something about grass cutting about Jerome that I did not know. But yeah, I was playing this track during the intro. because it's literally the track that I found on his Instagram at Kid Mental Music that I messaged him and I was like, this is real dope. I was like, have you ever heard of the Cool Kids? Because it reminds me of their song Black Mags. I love it. When I heard this, I was like, this is real dope. Right? Oh, this is when you add them up. All right. We'll be back.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver.
Hey, that's my dad's name.
And Jason Clark. Not my dad, but he's a cool dude.
Rate and review. Subscribe and share.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver. Yay!
And Jason Clark.
Back to get super dope.
Boom. Hey, friends. Just want to give a huge shout out to all the Patreon sponsors. Guys, thank you so much for supporting. And if you haven't, please go to patreon.com/AaronCliber. We have bonus post shows called That Was Good, Right? Because that's basically what we say. You go on there. You can get the bonus show. You can get a ton of past episodes. Some exclusive stand-up comedy. Uh-huh. Going to be posting that on there. Also, when you join, you get little gifts and presents and letters and sometimes drawings from my kids. I don't know. We try to be creative. But yeah, go to patreon.com/AaronCliber. It's a way for you to support an artist or a person you like, and we try to give you fun things for that. That's basically what Patreon is. And I couldn't do it without you because I have to pay for podcast stuff. And Ryan, my editor, he is editing hard, and I want to give him more money. So thank you so much. I couldn't do it without you. I really thank you guys. Also, huge thanks and shout out to Ink Division. They're the people that print my shirts. They're incredible. Ink-division.com. You can check them out on all their social medias as well. They have custom printing. They ship nationwide. And if you're from Pittsburgh, they are locally owned right here in Braddock. Amazing customer service, amazing prints, amazing art. I will never get, I don't want my t-shirts from anywhere else. I love Ink Division. Go check them out. Also, Kid Mental, at Kid Mental Music, or at Sketch Jones. He made this song right here. He can make you a theme song. He's also an amazing artist who designed all of the shirts that Ink Division prints. So thank you to all you guys. Thank you to Ink Division. Be kind, be funny. Boom. Boom. Welcome back to Grown Dad Business. Here with Kid Mental, a.k.a. Sketch Jones, a.k.a. Rome. Romy.
Yeah, well, if my brothers are ever around and they call me Tony, you know who they're talking about.
Yes.
Because I'm the second. So my dad's name is Jerome. And my name is Jerome. I'm Jerome A. Jones II. That's why I always put the second. That's why you always see me put the second, because my dad is the first. He's the senior.
People thought they made that up.
No.
No.
Not at all.
No. Yeah, I...
That's the reason why they call me Tony, because my middle name is...
Anthony.
Anthony, you got it.
I'm glad I figured that out. Those mysteries.
Those mysteries. You know, my mom... My dad did not want any of us named after him.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't want any of the kids named after me. So, like, when my brother was born, he was the firstborn between us.
Yeah.
And so usually the firstborn's named after the father. So my mom was like, you know, since you don't want to name him Jerome, I'm going to just name him Jeremy Anthony Jones. No lie.
That's
no
your
lie.
Older brother's name.
That's my older brother's name. Skills. And Eskilzada.
Eskilzada. In your name.
And my name. And then since
like
for some
very
reason.
Similar.
Yeah. It's J-A-J as well. So it's Jerome Anthony Jones and his Jeremy Anthony
and you're
Jones.
Actually. The second.
And I'm literally, yeah, the second
and
born.
He's almost.
And he's the first born, but he's...
almost a junior.
Yeah, it's so weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's whatever.
Yeah.
My mom wanted to name me after, I think I might have said this before on here, the GDB champ, Corey, right now. I was like, you have said this before.
She wanted to name you after Corey? And he
no,
wasn't
no,
even
no,
born?
No, 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 no. So I think I had a great-grandfather named August.
August.
And she thought.
Wilson.
So she was like, I'm going to name you after my great-grandfather.
Ooh.
And she thought it was Aaron.
She didn't even.
No, no. So check it out. So I think my grandma, she was like, his name was August. So you should name him August. Mama was like, nah.
Nah.
She was like, I'll just stick with Aaron.
I'll just stick with Aaron.
That's what happened. Yeah, yeah.
Aaron August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aaron August Kleiber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is your middle name August?
No.
Oh.
No.
What is your middle name?
None of your business.
Ah.
You're
not trying to divulge that information.
No, it's Ross.
Yes.
It's Ross.
Like the place that I get clothes from?
Absolutely.
Like the place that's,
yeah.
Like the mall that's right around the corner, mm-hmm, from me?
Yeah. Aaron Ross.
Like
yes.
The township? That's
the secret. that's my middle name, Aaron Ross.
What's wrong with Ross?
Nothing.
Ross.
Well, so it's
and
my...
now I can't play you. Oh, so you're an ark. You are Noah.
I'm an ark.
You're literally Noah.
No, animals get on me and I take them. Animals can ride me.
Piggyback ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Horseyback ride, yeah.
My grandmother's maiden name was Rossman.
Rossman?
Yeah. And I, you know... Did I just tell this literally last? I think I did.
Did you? It sucks.
Did I tell this the last podcast?
I did not get to listen to
and
it.
And I do not listen to my voice again.
Yeah, what's the sense?
I don't know. People are like, oh, did you listen to that podcast? I'm like,
no,
I was there.
I said
it.
Spoken and I
said
listened.
It. I wrote
one
it.
Time. The one time.
I wrote it in my head and then I said
and
it.
And I said it.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not going to. Rossman.
Yeah, so that's my grandmother's maiden name. And when I first did my first movie, Captain Blasto, like official, you know.
Which I still need to see,
like,
man.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I've
it's
been
free on iTunes,
it.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Captain Blasto on iTunes. You can watch it in a 11-episode series,
Captain
actually.
Blasto.
We cut it up into 11 episodes a long time ago.
Are you a Blasto? Like, were you Blasto?
No, no. Chris Prexta was.
Oh.
The director.
Person I never
and,
met.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, director of Pittsburgh Dad. And the Mercury Men and Captain Blasto and Echo Torch and, yeah, Streetlight Stories and, yeah. So,
that's a lot.
Yeah, I know. So, but no, Chris was Captain Blasto, but what the heck was I? Oh, so I was like, well, I'm a real actor now, which is hilarious. But I just thought, well, you know, because I was putting my name on
for
a
your
movie.
Yeah, so you actually put
thought,
your whole name?
Well, no, hear me out.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
So I was just like, Aaron Kleiber. I'm like, nobody's going to remember that. It's one of those things where you like, you know, nobody can spell it. So I thought maybe I should go by Aaron Rossman. And I think my mom was like, that's really common. It could be really common. It sounds.
Yeah.
But I was like,
Aaron
Rossman
Kleiber
sounds cool, though.
Hits me, though.
I guess so.
It hits me.
It just sounds like I'm spitting out gravel out of my mouth.
Aaron Kleiber.
Kleiber.
And I like how they say Kleiber. Welcome to the stage, folks. Aaron Kleiber.
His face. If you ever see people do voiceovers, it's always crazy looking.
Yes, it
and
is.
And that was you were like hitting it like you were in the booth. You were closing your eyes, and he found a zen place.
Aaron Kleiber.
Aaron. So that's but I didn't do that, and I was like, okay, I'll just stick with Aaron Kleiber.
So you didn't go with the Rossman?
Did not.
You thought about it, though.
I thought about it.
Okay.
And you know what, too? It was like, I was honestly thinking about maybe I should change my name legally because there's no more Rossmans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My grandmother, she didn't have, she was an only child.
Oh, yeah.
So she has her married name, Kleiber, and my grandmother was Henrietta Rossman.
Wow.
And my grandma would have been 97 years old a couple days ago. June 1st. She passed away last year.
Oh, R-I-H.
Yeah. Holler at my Graham.
Holler at your Graham.
The original fire cat, by the way.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, holler at my Graham, the original fire cat.
She has some fire.
Yeah, she's... So speaking of juniors and seconds and thirds,
mm-hmm,
my Graham, Henrietta Rossman Kleiber.
Rossman.
She was the original fire cat. She would chase me around and hit me with meter sticks and yardsticks.
Damn.
And scream at me. And, yeah. And then my mom is Firecat Jr.
Barquette
and
Jr.
Then now my little girl.
Which I just met your mom. Yeah. Yo, she is a little fire cat. She's got some fire.
Yeah, she's the best.
Man.
Yeah. So that's what
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice. So, but yeah, that's my, I mean, my family's not that big, man. And, you know, that's why we have holidays together. You know, we would get together for my grandma's birthday, you know, have a little cookout.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, you know. So, yeah,
my family's huge. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, now we have more room in our house, and now it's like, oh, we're going to your house.
Yes.
And actually, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
We kind of like it because, you know, with three kids, they're going crazy. You don't have to worry about them messing with anything.
Yep.
They can go play on their
own.
You know, when you're at somebody else's house, you have to, like, watch them. And especially, we're very OCD about that, if that makes sense.
OCD,
like,
about very, the children?
Yeah, because we don't want our kids, like, messing with people's stuff. And we know
well,
people
yeah,
like,
you don't. Yeah.
Well, people are like, oh, that's okay. It's
yeah, they,
fine.
No.
No, it's
you're
not.
Like, you,
it's not.
You've never seen
yeah,
these munchkins before. Chaos. No.
They're going to break shit and hide it.
They
and
will.
You won't find it for 2 years. And you're like, who broke this? And then little fire cat's laughing.
That's how my next
in
door
her
neighbors. They, like, I got the 7-year-old and the 5-year-old. They came over and I was talking to my neighbors and they were like, hey, you want to go inside? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, your kids?
Yeah, the kids. And
oh,
the
yeah,
kids,
go inside.
They got,
go
two, they got two cats in,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
in the house. And their house is literally set up exactly how our house is. It's
yes.
just right next door neighbor.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Angel, the lady who was letting them in, she was like, oh, I don't have anything in there for them to break. I'm like, are you don't know our kids.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, all right, go ahead, guys. And they go in there, and they're, like, searching for that cat. They disappear in our house. We're talking on the porch, and they disappeared. We're like, where are the kids at, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They end up downstairs in the basement or something. I'm like, dude, like, seriously?
Little fire cat. She will go somewhere, and she'll have to discover things.
Yeah.
She'll be in a bathroom closet just looking at stuff.
Like, why are you in what are you doing?
She'll just be like, they had the same shampoo. Like shit like that. I'm just like, okay. Okay, you're being a serial killer right now. Could you please go downstairs? I'm like, where'd she go? She's just standing in a room looking at a wall. I'm like, okay, you need to knock this off.
So
speaking of, I think, what time is it? I'm about to get my entire family running in the door.
Oh, yeah. That's a good time, though.
Yeah, normally the podcast is interrupted by children at some point.
So that's fun. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
It's summer. It's coming up. Summer's coming up,
dude,
too.
Dude, listen.
So,
basically, this is the whole thing right now. Like, we are dads getting ready for our kids to be home all summer.
Yes, we are. And you stay at home more than I do.
Yeah. Well, luckily, you have a job.
Luckily. I don't know if that's luck.
No,
but yeah,
it is.
In some ways.
Listen, sometimes I wish that I could just do something and get paid and it
not and
not
have to worry
work.
About
yeah.
yeah certain things.
But
I'm doing two, so I have that job. Plus, I have
yeah,
the illustrations, graphic design, and then I'm doing music, and then I'm doing personalized theme songs for people. So,
dude,
it's always something.
I don't know how you do it now because that's all the stuff that I was doing that I've talked before, like in our hustle episode.
Was it before you had kids?
Before kids,
yeah,
dude. I was doing nine.
Now with
things.
Kids.
I don't know how
I
you
had
do
to
it,
slow man. Down. Like I waited until the last you one do. Turned to, you know, he was about 4 when I was like, okay, I need to get back to this.
Things.
Yeah. So I started the theme songs. I started doing gigs again and started to just like try to get back into performance and do
right.
illustration and everything. But just having that job, like, you know, it's sometimes when I get home, it's really hard to get back in that other groove because like the stress
for sure.
of,
oh, yeah, yeah.
of the people that you, I mean, I'm always talking to people and always having to deal with their problems. And then
right.
I got to come home and I want to see my
kids
for a little bit.
What's,
you know,
what's summer like? Are your kids running around all day and like, and you get home and they're like done?
I don't
they're
get
like
to,
spent?
Like, no, my, like when it's time for me to get home, that's when it seems like they decide that they want to go. Because we got pool passes.
Yes.
Which is like in walking distance.
Yeah, we do too.
But that's like when they decide to go.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm just getting home. I'm tired. I really don't want to go to the pool.
Yeah.
So like I might not. If it's too cold outside,
you
I'm
don't
want
to go to the pool after work?
No.
I mean, you are just driving around in an
air-conditioned
van all day.
I don't like air conditioning too much. But you know how much the sun...
She weighs 117 pounds.
A little more than that, man.
Real quick post-it note.
Come on.
Real quick post-it note.
I work out.
I was like, I'm going to do a new dad bod episode. And he's and Jerome's like, I don't know who I'm talking to. But I'm talking to the people. So I'm talking to the people out there. Jerome said to me, oh, a dad bod episode. We should do a dad bod episode. And I was like, what fucking dad bod?
Oh, come on,
Rome?
Man.
Dude.
It's still a dad bod. It's just, I mean, I'm a dad and
you,
I have a bod.
You look like
I do
you're
have
ready.
A six pack still.
No,
a
no,
bit.
Look. You cannot talk.
A little six pack. I don't have a huge six pack.
That, like that don't even.
It's not.
Like that.
That's
a little six pack. That's on.
Yeah, that's a dad bod. I'm a dad,
not,
and I have a body.
No, nope,
that's what
not
I
what
thought
that means.
You guys.
This is this debate. That's not what that means.
This is the nude not dad bod. This is what
not,
the. Yeah.
You look
it's
like you're ready for American Ninja Warrior.
Well, I wanted to actually.
You
try
like
that.
You sit in a van. How?
And I eat junk food.
I move more than you.
Hey, don't
it's,
knock.
You, know,
don't,
it's probably
you don't know how much I can lift, though. Don't
you don't eat a handful of things, so
yeah.
I mean,
don't.
You don't eat a handful of things, which every time you're like, oh, I don't eat that. I'm like, yeah, he's probably right. Like every time you know, I'm like, yeah, he's probably right. You should probably not eat that.
I'm like,
hey, you want to Diet Dr. Pepper? And you're like, no. I don't want to drink that aspartame. And I'm like, you know what? Me neither. But I don't give a shit.
But me, I'm because like, what's the sense of why? Why? I can't indulge in it. It's not an indulgement. So sure. Why? And that's when my daughter just said that to her grandma because grandma was just here. Mm-hmm. And grandma brought a whole bunch of goodies.
Right.
And Savannah was standing there. Savannah's 15. Mm-hmm. And so grandma's like, hey, Jerome, you can have any of these goodies you want. And Savannah's like, he's not going to eat them, Grandma. He's picky. And I'm like, when it comes to sweets, if it's something that I want to indulge in.
What's your sweet?
I'm going to be I'm gonna be picky, dude.
Like if you had to like.
I'm going to be picky.
Now, Jason and I, we had a full on episode just about candy.
Yeah.
So I've exhausted everyone on this. So but what is your go to? Like if you could like, you know, like. Like if you could get one thing in your Easter basket, what would you always look forward to? Or Halloween?
Probably like
your
so
jam.
I was delivering
like you steal them out of your kids' trick or treat bags.
Okay, so you ever eat something that and you say you were starving, and it just tasted so good
because
you were just starving, and then maybe later on you're like, why did I eat that?
Yes.
Right.
So are you telling me you starve yourself just to eat your favorite candy so it tastes good?
No. But when you're a delivery driver.
My favorite candy, it's only good when you're starving.
It's a part of the story because I was delivering on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the east side. But a lot
of
times.
Of Pittsburgh. Yes.
East side of Pittsburgh from, I used to deliver from Oakland to like Edgewood.
Right.
So like I was in Shadyside and there's a hospital in Shadyside, that hospital right on, Aiken. So I go in there, there's these old ladies who work in the mailroom and they're really cool, but they always offer me freaking food. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to eat nothing. I don't want nothing.
You
right?
are saying this like it's like. You witnessed the terrorist attack.
I don't like.
Like I'm excited. I'm like, what did they want to give
they
you?
They give you mad. Like they got
like,
the you know sandwich platters.
I used to
cookies.
Remember when I saw you? One of my jobs, one of my last jobs is I worked with church bulletins,
mm-hmm.
and I went to all these Catholic churches.
Oh yeah,
dude, like advertising and church bulletins.
Yeah,
and dude,
everybody would offer you. Something. Churches always
there
have.
There was a handful of places that I would visit like Thursdays or Fridays.
Yeah.
And they would always have some kind of luncheon.
Yeah.
Or some church lady breakfast just ended.
Fish fry.
Dude.
Don't get me started on the fish fries.
When I would deliver or go do these meetings at during Lent.
Yeah. Oh.
They were like,
man.
Make sure you come after 11
yes.
and get yourself a plate.
Get you a plate. Two plates.
Bro.
You look like you took more than one plate, though.
You son of a bitch. Listen. Bro. All I know is I had to tape that styrofoam shut.
Halushki.
Dude. Halushki. If you don't know what halushki is, it is straight up butter noodles and cabbage and pepper, and that's all you need.
Butter noodles. It's butter. You got to go, butter noodles.
I need butter noodles.
Yeah. Butter noodles.
Butter noodles.
And then they give you the pierogies.
The pierogies, the mac and cheese.
Mac
the
and
fish
cheese.
Sandwich. Dude.
Cheese.
How do we still just... Still just end up talking about food.
I don't
I
know, but
problem.
The posting that was about what I wanted in my Easter basket, and I was at the mail room.
Was that the posting
note?
Yeah,
yeah.
I was
in the mail room.
Okay.
And the
old
one time, they gave me some chocolates.
Yes.
And it was these thin, really crispy chocolates, and I'm pretty sure they came from Costco's. That's why I asked you earlier, like, man, too bad you ain't got a Costco's membership, because I want one of them Kirkland crepe. They're chocolate. They're crepes that are covered in chocolate.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And they're thin.
I know what you're talking
they're
about.
They're just so
they're little crispy wafers dipped in chocolate.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about. They're called...
They're Kirkland's...
I know what you're talking about. They sell them...
Crepes.
They sell them at like...
Do they have them at Sam's Club too?
I know what you're talking about.
Dude, if somebody ever got me those...
It's almost like
they
a,
have to be that brand.
Does anybody know what
so
a... do you know what a... Like from Pittsburgh, Western PA, Pitt sells?
Pitt... Sales.
Pitzels.
Oh, Pitzels.
They're those snowflake looking flat
cookies. They're either vanilla or they're that weird. What's that flavor?
Almond?
Something like that.
Agricrag?
It's a weird name.
I don't know. But basically, it's like a Pitzel wrapped in a tube.
No, it's not.
Kind of.
No.
It's kind of the same thing.
Well, then
I've literally seen them.
Then I would hate them.
And then they dip them.
No.
And then sometimes they roll them in like pretzels.
Yeah, but they're thinner than
like
pretzels.
Nuts sometimes.
They're thinner than pretzels.
Yes, they are. They are.
They're
very
like
thin.
Really, really like just
they
paper.
Roll.
They're like mm-hmm. tissue paper
mm-hmm.
in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what we're talking
I
about.
I love them
right now. They come in a tin. Sometimes.
Remember. Yeah, I think
I know exactly
so.
What
but the
about.
Ones they had were from Costco's, and I think they were called Kirkland's, and I really mm-hmm. want some. If anybody gave me those, I would love them. My mm-hmm. my wife's friend, she brings. Like I keep telling her, I'm like, please, could you just tell her I don't want anything like for Christmas or my birthday, please?
Except,
no, like the one time she got me chocolates, right? She gave me chocolates.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I freaking hate various chocolates, but I was like, thank you. And then I looked at them. I'm like, the only ones I really like is the maple nut. So I was like, cool, I'll have a maple nut, but I don't eat this often. Like
yeah.
I'm not a sweet person anymore. And then she just kept bringing them. And guess what? None of them had the maple nut in them. None mm. of them. After that, nope. I'm like, could you please just tell your friend, don't.
You're an asshole.
I'm trying not to be an asshole. I'm trying not to be. I just like, don't waste your money because I'm not going to eat it.
Stop
that's
buying
basically
snacks I
just,
don't like.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's
I can't.
A tough call.
Yeah, I just.
That's a tough call.
But my call is like when you're in America, people are like, we're going to give you food.
Sure.
And that's what we do. That's how we,
sure,
like,
yeah.
Some people do that. But me, I'm like, if I'm going to eat something sweet or if I'm going to do that to my body, let it be something that I love
yeah,
and
true.
Enjoy.
That's a good pick.
Not some crappy
that's
cake.
But if you could pick, like, out
cake.
Of your kids' Halloween.
Kirkland's.
But that's not something your kids would
no,
get for Halloween.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Really?
Yep. If I'm
guys,
really hungry and I want something.
This is
announcement. This is something.
Jerome
is
an alien.
This is something that everybody hates.
None of this makes sense.
But I'll eat it.
What?
Over anybody else.
What?
The Hershey's. And I hate Hershey's because it's waxy.
Okay.
Whatever. But
I know what you mean.
They have the cookies and cream. I'll eat those.
You like the new Hershey's cookies and cream?
I will eat those.
Yeah, they're bomb.
I will eat those.
Like,
because the little cookies.
You don't like peanut butter?
I like peanut butter.
Reese's cups?
Reese's cups are cool, but I will not eat a Reese's cup unless I'm like starving.
Really?
Like, seriously, I will not. Like, it's weird because when I was young, I would eat. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
I would always, like, some people called me Candyman because I had candy.
Maybe
because
you had a hook as a hand for as a child.
Say it.
Or
what,
were you always
how many times you got to say it? Five?
No, three times.
Bees? Bees come out
yeah,
of my mouth?
Yeah, bees
no.
is always around you. They're like, look at this kid being followed by bees. That's Candyman.
They said they were going to remake that.
They are.
They are.
Oh, they are.
I can't wait.
Yeah, dude.
That was
and
that was
and little. By the way, I'm a super movie horror nerd fan. So You know,
that
I did
was the shiznit.
I still do a movie podcast.
Did he die or did he go to jail?
Tony Todd, no. No, no, he's
something
all good.
Happened to him. Are you sure?
I think he's all good because he's going to. I don't think he's playing Candyman, but
he's
going to
do a
apparently making a cameo in the new one.
Dude,
in the remake.
I swear something was up with him. What is his name?
Tony Todd.
Tony
I don't,
Todd.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I hope not because I liked him.
Getting back to our post-it note. Hi, everybody.
What post-it note?
Yeah, we were actually talking on post-it notes for the last 15 minutes. I was asking about summer. This is supposed to be talking about, but this is great.
Yo, summer's because I said the kids would go to the pool, and I get home. I like seriously, the sun drains you,
yes.
And the pool definitely drains you. And I'm already drained from
days
from work.
That we go to the pool. It we'll come home and
the kids will fall out.
People are like, oh, you want to do a spot tonight at the show? And I'm like,
no.
I feel like I was in an Easy Bake Oven all day. Well, that's why we got to be careful. Like usually, if I got stuff to do. When we got a pool pass, we can go for like an hour and a half.
Do you try to get a tan? Do you like tanning?
No.
You're not a tan person? Like a tanner?
No, I will.
My one friend.
I will tan a lot.
Yeah, you look like you will take a tan.
Very much so. I will turn very tan. I'm already very tan because I work outside and, you know, cut my grass and everything.
Yeah.
But I SPF like 50 all the time.
Yeah,
there's a
little trick for my tanning. Like, you go to the grocery store, and there's a you know those tubs of Land O'Lake? They have a SP 30 on that. Just slather that on, and
do you get tan? I don't think I've ever asked any of my black friends.
Yeah.
Do you get tan?
Yeah,
of course you do.
Yeah, I do. Like,
yeah,
you can't tell.
Well,
now.
You just get darker.
Look at both.
Oh,
of my
you
arms.
Do. You do.
I got
have
a trucker's tan. I got a trucker's tan right now.
Oh yeah, you do have a
because
a
this is the one that I drive. This
little,
is the
yeah.
drive one, and this is
your
the
arms,
one that
your
drive.
Arm, yeah, your biceps. When you pull your sleeves up, your biceps are Drake,
yeah.
But your forearms,
but you could tell by this
but
this side of my arm
are Terry Crews
compared to this arm and this arm.
Yes,
you see how dark it is.
You got Drake biceps.
What's a Drake bicep?
It's light skin. Drake bicep. It's like
because I don't go out much.
It's like
because I stay inside.
That's okay.
I'm gonna stay indoors.
You're an artist.
Well, when I do gigs, I'll be outside. You'll see. I'm gonna get dark.
Do
I gotta do Market Square on next week, Wednesday.
What's the date?
The 12th between noon and one. I'll be in Market Square.
June 12th in Pittsburgh from noon to one.
Market
Dude, that's
Square.
Amazing.
Market
in Market
Square.
Square.
Yes.
During lunch.
During lunch.
That's
man.
Dope. I'll be down.
Yes. Beatboxing.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun.
That's cool.
And I got some cool giveaways too. So come, come all.
Also, you're gonna be part of Filter Fest.
Filter Fest. Yep. This Thursday. It's the 6th. Right?
Oh wow! June 6th.
June 6th.
Where's that at?
June 6th at Mr. Small's Funhouse
in
yep.
Millville, outside
yep.
right across the river, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Millville.
So you got
baby.
Some cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna have what is it? Just Alliance. Clay from Pittsburgh. Napalm from New York. I think Just Alliance is from Las Vegas. So he's got some cool guys up there. Sorry
and
if I forget anybody's name.
No,
I
yeah.
know Villain. Villain's going to be there, Pittsburgh. And I know there's one other person I'm missing. Why can't I remember? I'm hosting, and I'm supposed to remember everybody's name, right?
Well, while we're going over dates, and then we got to talk about summertime real quick because I want to get into that. I'm in Hilarities. Hilarities in Cleveland, one of my favorite clubs in the country, June 13th through the 16th. And then I'm in Baltimore, June 20th through the 22nd with my friend Harlan Williams, my step-uncle. And then I am headlining at the Pittsburgh Improv. Pittsburgh friends, I'm headlining 5 shows at the Pittsburgh Improv, July 5, 6, and 7. I'll have Helen Wilde, Suzanne Lawrence, frequent guest here, and my pal Sean Collier on those shows. Lots of fun special guests. And I keep telling people, come to July 7th, the Sunday night show, because they're going to have special guests. Consider it my birthday show.
Woo!
My birthday is going to be coming up.
Yes.
So,
I want to be a part of that show,
yeah,
man.
Comedians always have, like, birthday shows.
Dude.
You know what I mean, like, I guess so.
I will beatbox for you.
Okay.
Dude.
You're invited.
And the last guy that's supposed to be with us on Filter Fest is Royal Haunts.
Oh,
he's
nice.
From Pittsburgh. Villain's from Pittsburgh. Napalm's from New York. Just Alliance is from Las Vegas. And Clay is from Pittsburgh. Just met him the other day. Pretty cool
Boom.
Guy. Nice.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Yeah, so looking forward to summertime.
Yeah, summertime.
We go to the pool. I work in the yard.
Parks. So like the what do you call, what are those
water parks?
Well, the free ones.
Wet parks or whatever.
No. Like the rivers, like the lakes.
What?
The lakes, the rivers, like Raccoon
Raccoon Creek.
And then what's the other one over there in New Alexandria?
Dick Lick Lake? That's a real thing.
No. Here in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Dick Lick?
No, it's off Route 70. It's like Dick Lick.
Salt Lick County?
No, it's like Dick Lick Lake.
Wow. Okay, it probably is Dick Lick Lake.
I think it's a Dick Lick Bridge, too.
Dick Lick Lick Lake?
Dick Lick Bridge?
Dick Lick Lick Lake.
So...
we like to go out to the lakes and the different places
because
and then we have our favorite food places out there. Like if you go to New Alexandria, there's this pizza shop right down the street from whatever place that River or whatever.
So I'm gonna have to get family abroad little day trip ideas from you.
Hell yeah, we gotta get together with our kids and just
we have to
jam out. And
we're so business.
Yes,
we're so business.
Yes, grown dad business.
I am. Oh, so I'm home all summer with my kids if I'm not on the road.
Yeah,
and it gets grueling, but it's also you're right. I mean, you know, I'm very, you know, trust me, I'm thankful every day that, you know, I'm like, wow, like. Part of my job is that I get to be home sometimes and
that's great.
Eat three meals a day with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
You know, like
all three meals.
You know, I can
in the morning and the breakfast and the bacon and the grits. Don't tell me you don't eat grits.
We don't make grits at
home. Hominy.
Not everybody likes grits.
Yeah, you do.
I love it. My mom and I love grits.
The kids don't like you didn't put the kids on it?
No.
You didn't
put a little sugar
on that?
Oh yeah, I put brown sugar on his mom.
Or pepper and salt? Salt and pepper?
No, I've done...
With the butter?
I've always went with the butter.
Butter and honey?
Honey, I can do butter and honey. That's good.
Okay.
The best fast food grits is at Cracker Barrel. Boom. I don't care.
That's not even fast food. What are you talking? That's sit-down food. That ain't fast food.
I would say...
There's a difference between fast food and sit-down restaurant.
I know. I did a whole podcast about it.
You better.
I did.
So fix
it. You know what I mean.
I hope I know what you mean.
There is no fast food grits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Bob Evans.
Yeah. No.
Summertime.
Yeah, no. What the heck was I just saying?
Sorry. Grits. Fast food. Cracker Barrel.
No. Oh, cooking. Oh, that's what gets.
Three meals a day with you and the kids.
Dude.
Yes, definitely.
Now, then my kids want three hot meals
a
day. Like, what do you think this is? No, we're eating sandwiches for lunch.
Sandwiches.
Everyone get a bun.
Peanut butter and jelly. I might toast it for you. I might.
No.
No.
Go get a slider bun. Get two slices of salami. Go outside and play.
Salami.
Or whatever.
Dude,
I don't know.
My dad, like bologna. He would just make bologna sandwiches. Dude, he'd fry them up if you wanted to special ones.
I would eat cold bologna and ketchup on toast. That was my jam.
He would throw it in the middle of the skillet till it curled, and then he would put it in.
That was my summertime sandwich at my Graham's house.
Yeah. Fried bologna sandwich?
No.
Or just regular coke?
Cold bologna, ketchup on toast.
What's that other shit? Like the loaf. Something loaf. Seven something loaf?
Pimento loaf?
Is that what it was?
Seven grain?
No. It was some meat. In the summertime. Summertime is lunch meat time.
Pimento loaf?
What it must have been. I don't like it, whatever it was.
I know what you're talking about.
It looked weird.
No, thanks.
No.
So, yeah, that's what they're doing. That's what they're eating. Like, that's the only thing that's, like, crazy.
But that's summer.
They're always hungry. Or then, like, they won't go outside.
They won't go outside.
No, they won't. We'll bitch about this another time. I don't even know what to call this episode.
Because it's not summer shit.
Who cares?
It's ADD dads.
I had fun.
I did
it
too.
It is ADD dads. It really is. That's what we're calling
we just,
it. That's it.
That's what we do.
Anywho, this is it. ADD dads.
This is it.
Everything Ooh, in it. You can't sing that. We're going to have to pay for that.
But you said this is it.
But don't sing the song.
Well, if you say it again, I'll have to sing it again.
I'm going to. ASCAP is going to send me a letter. That's the people that. Make sure you're not.
No, don't get your ass capped.
Don't get your ass capped by ass cap.
Better check your BMI.
I have no idea what that stands for.
Body mass index.
No, I know what.
Oh, you're talking about the music.
Ass cap. I can't remember. I used to know.
Yeah. I did a line about that. It was dope.
Yeah, they make sure that bars and restaurants pay royalties for playing music and DJs and all that stuff.
But I'm singing it. It's a cover, so you don't have to worry.
Nope. Doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
You're recording it on the thing.
But it's a cover.
But
I just said it was a cover. Actually,
okay. but if you say this is a cover, then you this is a cover.
You keep saying
then you
this
could
is
do it.
It.
So you could close out the show.
I don't even know the words to it. It's
that's so what.
La,
go.
La, 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 da 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 do 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 do
Just two dads podcasting. You know how we do. Just two dads podcasting,
just
singing to each other.
Two dads. Dads.
We had a good meal on the porch, though.
We did, and it was yummy.
We looked like two middle-aged gay lovers. Just
we did.
Eating
and
pickles. We had a candle. I
sat on your lap for a little bit.
we had a mosquito candle going.
Yeah.
Everyone's waving like, congrats.
I had my little tweed hat on.
Did you?
Yeah. It was so great. Gorgeous.
That was fun.
I like you.
That
Thank
was
you.
Good.
Thanks for that burger. It
was
so
fun.
Good.
I love how you turned into Ned Flanders.
That's good.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.